This is the mandala I created on the energy of celebrating with gratitude. And that then has been my focus when I started drawing the mandala. As any mandala, I start drawing the mandala in the center. And once it's finished, I step away from it. And only when I come back can I see the full impact of the energy. When I read the shapes and the energy of the mandala, I will read it from the outside in. And that makes me start with the four deep red, almost roof-like shapes that create an overall shape to this mandala that is a square standing on its corner, which implicates that celebrating with gratitude is a movable energy. It is an energy that is not stable, it's an energy that can be given direction and can move with its participants, and therefore its participants can move with it. The next row of shapes are the purple bird-like figures, which then create a square that is sitting on a side. And it being purple and a bird-like, a flying-like energy, means that this is a foundation, a square that is in nature spiritual. So within this movable square standing on edge rests a square that is a spiritual foundation that wants to spread. The yellow shapes then are the next ones to look at, and they look at the I am. For a person, this would be the solar plexus. It would signify the solar plexus and the way a person looks at him or herself. For the gathering and the energy of celebrating with gratitude, it means that the way we look at ourselves, the way we look at each other, the way we look at the gathering and everything that will happen is important in this celebration. It's therefore not just a gathering of friends, but perhaps more importantly, a gathering of friends through which it gives a meeting place through which each of us can grow. Underneath that is the orange diamond-like figure. Creativity is important. This means that looking at this square sitting on the side, it is comprised of the purple bird-like figures, the yellow and the orange. And it says that this spiritual foundation can be expressed through who we are and through using our creativity. The next shape is an interesting shape. If you look at all the light purple or lavender type color in the mandala, my impression when I came back to it is that it's a dorje, a Tibetan instrument that is described as a thunderbolt or diamond used to cut through ignorance. It is a ritual tool. It's a an active tool, in a sense. It's actually a double dorje, as it's described online. This means that within the gathering, there is this aspect of cutting through ignorance, cutting through the crap, if you will, in nice and down-to-earth English. These shapes also start an equal armed cross, so there is a balance. So in order to gain this balance, it is important to cut through the ignorance, to leave all that is unimportant behind. And that does relate to celebrating with gratitude, because we're grateful for being together. We're grateful for what we've learned. We're grateful for what we are learning. We're grateful for meeting each other. However, those are the important things. It's a matter of don't sweat the small stuff. in and of themselves, these light purple or lavender shapes again emphasize the spiritual aspect of this celebrating with gratitude. If you use the term gratitude, it very often has a religious even meaning to it. It's more than just being thankful for being there, thankful for it happening. It has a higher frequency meaning to it, and that then lies in these light purple shapes. The light blue shapes underneath that come back to a communication, and it is a communication that goes out in the manner of an equal-armed cross. It goes out in a way that Julian has described in the past as a harmonic. It is an energy that we allow to emanate from us. Therefore, celebrating in gratitude will put together an energy that emanates in balance from us as a group, as an individual, as an event, through communication. Then there are the dark blue shapes inside of that, goes to the, in essence, the brow chakra, and therefore what we are working with, or what we have to work with, is the knowledge that we have as a group. And it's, of course, each individual has knowledge, but as a group we have an incredible amount of knowledge. And a lot of time this comes from the Julian teachings. Most of us are or have been involved in the Julian teachings or with the Julian teachings. And in the gathering we are all coming together. And when you add all of our knowledge, all of the things we've learned, when you add it all up, that is a wealth of knowledge that is tremendous. The dark blue shapes hold the red shapes, and those are diamonds, and that the diamond is the symbol for creativity. Red is the symbol, is a dense symbol, is a root chakra symbol, if you like, is a very physical symbol. So it says that this is a place also to bring that knowledge into a physical form, to use it in a creatively in a physical form, to actually take action upon our gratitude, take action upon our celebration. Then one more in are the purple triangles going to each of the directions. And the purple triangles again emphasize the spiritual aspect of celebrating with gratitude. It also, as they are pointing at the different directions, or not the directions, at the elements, they bring the elements into this foundation, if you will. They present the diagonal again, just like the foundation earlier. Now they are bringing the core outside. They allow the core energy that is from here on in to be expressed through our knowledge, through our creativity, through our communication, our spirituality, through who we are, again with creativity, into a physical form. And that brings me at the red round shape in this mandala. Again, a very physical shape. We are all, while spiritual, also physical being, and that means that celebrating with gratitude has a physical aspect. It's not enough to just acknowledge being grateful. What it's all about is paying that forward, bringing that forward into the world, into the physical world, in such a manner that it can spread this gratefulness, can spread the celebration, can show that things can be good in the world. The seven-pointed star inside of that red circle is symbolic for the sun. The 7 points say, again, it points at a transformational aspect. The sun is our vitality. Therefore, the sun with the 7 rays points at a transformational vitality. Chances are that by celebrating with gratefulness, we all feel really good about ourselves. And that feel-good feeling, that sense of feeling good, is one that is very valuable when we spread it, when we let it emanate from ourselves, from us as a group, and from the celebration of the gathering as a whole. Ultimately, there is the moon, the light purple moon in the center, and the moon encompasses the pulse, the heartbeat. The moon, of course, stands for intuition, in a sense, complement to the sun, and the pulse is the core being of ourselves. It's our heartbeat, it's the beginning and perhaps the end of ourselves. This means that celebrating with gratefulness is something that we are each and every one of us on an individual level are involved in. And that it is all about spreading it, emanating it, using it in a creative manner in the mundane world we live in. And that can do a whole lot of good, independent from the fact that we probably are going to have a whole lot of fun being at the gathering and enjoying each other, meeting each other, and all those good things. I'm looking forward to it.